Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Mark 1:29-39. Healing and liberating. 1. Simon and Andrew's house. Imagine Jesus as a companion, a friend who walks along as one of the group, even if he is the Son of God. He is close and attentive. He goes and gets involved. That's an attitude that maybe you and I do not have, because we are so involved in our own world that we do not take time to visit our friends or to see our folks. Perhaps we don't even know what they are going through. Take the time to get together with the people who love you. Don't close in on yourself thinking that you have really important things to do and can't spare a moment to visit your friends and family. Look, the Son of God had so many things to do, and yet he took the time to be with his friends. 2. Fever. Peter's mother-in-law was not well. She had an illness that caused a high temperature and that may have brought about discomfort and illusions. These are characteristics that many also make you sick in life. That may also make you sick in life because you let yourself be carried away by your imagination and you end up making a world out of situations that are not real or not really serious, but that lead you to feel anxious or to grumble all day long. On the other hand, you are uncomfortable, and that causes you to suffer every day in one way or another, and you no longer enjoy life, but rather you feel that life weighs you down. Finally, it makes you feverish and weak. How many of us feel weak and tired of life, as if we no longer wanted to face it? Ask Jesus to heal you. 3. Seeking. Jesus does not remain where he is, amid fame and recognition. He goes out to fulfill his mission. He does not get carried away by the applause and affection of people. He carries out his purpose and the will of God. Do not allow the desire of always pleasing others lead you to forget why you are here on earth and leave aside your mission. You have much to give. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.